Man, I can feel it as well. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day, great weekend, and then a great Mother's Day. I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust in this platform. I'm Doug Hagman. Today is Monday, May 12th, 2025. I have a lot of things to get into, and I want to talk about what no one else is talking about. All right. And I want to kind of get deeply into this. Let me just move my chair here. Okay. One of the issues that we all, at least in my view, that we're all looking at, looking everywhere, as a matter of fact, is why are judges going rogue? Why are certain judges on the Supreme Court voting in ways that we didn't think that they would vote? Why are members of Congress doing what they're doing or not doing what they should be doing? What happened with the Biden regime? Who is behind that? Hunter Biden, the weak link in that chain, turns out perhaps that they were, that he was the man behind the auto pen. Certainly, perhaps he accompanied Macron and the other two European leaders on that train this weekend and spread the snow around. If you saw that, I'm sure you did. People are talking about that. Maybe, oh, it was a tissue. And it was just a bent straw. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, does that come as a surprise to anyone that they're doing blow on a train? You know, three European leaders, Macron, should it? After paying a visit to, you know, Coke King Zelensky? Nah. But what's behind it? Who are the real movers and shakers here? I've really kind of gotten into a few things that I think when I impart this, I think you'll be better off for it. Because look, folks, you can go to any headline aggregator and you can see what's happening in 2 minutes. I don't have to show you a video clip of this or that. Maybe I could. I mean, I could, but do I have to show it to you? Is that what you came here for? Or did you come here maybe to take a look at something a little bit deeper than that? Yeah. Yeah. And now look. What I'm about to talk about, and you can judge by the headline of today's show. Who is behind the sexual political blackmail? Might be surprised. With all of the talk, too, about, the Epstein list. It has, it hasn't been released. The names of the perpetrators hasn't been released. You dig hard enough, you dig deep enough, you dig far enough, and you dig long enough, you'll find the names. You'll find the names. I'm dying. Oh, you want names now, right? All right, we'll get your names. But there are more important questions to ask. You know, one of my favorite sayings is if you don't like the answers to the questions you're getting, check your premise. And I think one of the TV movies had that as kind of a thing. I don't know. It's not new, and it's not a movie thing. It's true. You're probably asking the wrong questions. And one of my favorites is too, if you're conducting an investigation and you get stuck, what do you do? Let me toss that question out to the chat. If you are conducting I chat. It's good to see everyone in there, folks. Sign up for Rumble. And it's cheap. I mean, it's cheap. It's free. And wow. It's not for Rumble. And follow us on Rumble, the Hagmann Report. But yeah. So if you're conducting an investigation and you get stuck, and I mean paralyzed, just bang, you know, you hit a brick wall. What do you do? Again, chat, I'm looking for an answer here. Friday, I was off. And frankly, given my situation, I might have to take, I think maybe another Friday, after. I don't know. Just please be patient with me. So I'm waiting for the answer. Let's see here. Okay. Bring someone in with fresh eyes. Yeah, that's always good to do. Pick the weirdest theory and disprove it. Boy, I've done that. Or prove it. Take a bath. Yeah. Maybe not the kind of bath you want to take, but okay. Go in the opposite direction. Interesting. Interesting. You're close. I mean, that's an option. But here's my take. Go back to the beginning. Go back to... Burn 007. Hey, name fits. Name matches. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the start. And just start over. Who did that? What was that from? It haunts me now. Now you're haunting me. All right, but that's what you do. So the way I see things out there, a lot of people are asking the wrong questions, or they're stuck on their research. So if you're asking questions like, was Epstein, for example, was he murdered, or did he commit suicide, or is he alive? At least for the first two, I don't think it really matters that much at this moment. Now, that's not to say it doesn't matter. It does matter, but not right at the moment. And then you have Pam Bondi out there. Okay, look, apparently you've got to have like a million... the followers, subscribers, whatever you want to call them, on social media to get invited to the White House to get a binder full of nothing. And that's, I don't, look, I neither want nor need a million followers because you, really? I mean, how do you interact with that number? I can't even interact with the people I've got.
I want an empty binder.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't empty. It was filled with open source data that, you know, the influencers held up and waved and said, yeah. How'd that work out? Okay. So I don't want to drag this out because I have a lot of information in there, but Eric the Tech, if you want to go with me, hey. We've been on the South Lawn, DC. We've been on the South Lawn of the White House. We've been
Bahamas.
Yeah. Bahamas. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo. Okay, so seriously, I mean, you know, we've been there. It's beautiful. It has a feeling of power when you're sitting on the South Lawn and you're looking at the West Wing and you're looking out at Marine One and then you see President Trump walk out. It's beautiful. I wouldn't sell my soul for that. So what the hell's going on with Epstein? And equally important, P. Diddy. And equally, even more important, why should you care? Well, the nexus of P. Diddy, of Epstein, is not what, well, it is, there is a nexus. But the most important part of each one of those, Epstein, Combs, or P. Diddy, whatever his name is, they are, they're not the masters of anything. They're actually foot soldiers as opposed to the people who really run things. They have handlers, have. And these are the names you'll never hear. But in order for me to do a decent job here, allow me, please allow me to walk you through some things. Because we'll tell you who. And I'll show you where to find the names of some of the people, at least some. I mean, some of the people whose names you're looking for. But first, you have to ask yourself, what the hell is all of this? This is the child trafficking, sex trafficking. It's like Hotel California, the song Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. And that's the one thing, if you do not, I mean, if you just leave now, just understand that that type of operation is an operation. It's like Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave.
The victims can.
If they're rescued, and here's the sad part about things. The women, the children, whether they're male or female, will never, ever, 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 ever be the same again. Now you can, there's rehabilitation that can be done and such, but I'm telling you the damage that has been done in the name of national security, in the name of, well, for power and for influence, it's beyond comprehension. Epstein didn't just appear overnight. And, you know, Bill Gates, the Hamburglar who wants, you know, everyone to eat bugs and fake meat and drive...
mRNA.
Yeah, mRNA stuff, right? And get shots and the genocidal, in my view, maniac. Yeah, it's interesting because when I said it didn't start, Epstein just didn't appear. Epstein was handed a, this is important for you to understand. Epstein was handed a turnkey operation, and we have to go back in time and really understand how this works. Epstein, the client list or the Johns that were serviced by And generally speaking, marginally up there in age, we'll say 16, 17, 18, you know, not like a 6 or 7 year old, except, well, wait a second. You see, that's what the media wants you to believe. No, Epstein would blackmail through any means necessary, but he wasn't calling the shots, but he would blackmail. He had the turnkey operation. And there, when you look through the court documents from 2005, 2006, whatever it was, I'll have it linked on my show page at HagmanPA.com. I'll tell you this. Based on court documents, based on witness statements contained in additional court filings, yeah, 9, 10 years old. Yeah. Victims. I could go back, and I'm just going to touch on this. The I don't know how many people know about Meyer Cohen or Mickey Cohen, the Cohen crime family. I can go way back and talk about that. Cohen died in 1976, so that tells you about how long ago this was. His parents were from Ukraine. He settled in the U.S. with his parents, and he actually ran a lot of the blackmail operations on behalf of the mob. Okay, that's fine. Does that matter? Well, it shows how this whole process has grown. And I'm not going to point you any links to learn about Meyer Cohen, but understand that this has these sex, all of this has its roots going back to really World War II and beyond, as you well know. And for example, you know about MK Ultra, right? You know about that. How about the subsections of MK Ultra before I get into this? This is important because this goes back into post-World War II. This goes back into post-Korea. I'll just say post-World War II or World War II and forward. MK Ultra, I'll revisit here in a second. This was proved, by the way, by the Church and Pike committees. And this MK Ultra that I'm referencing, in 1972, President Nixon ordered mind control programs to cease, and he was referencing MK Ultra. But there's more. And again, you might say, well, who cares about all this crap? Get to Epstein, whose name you got. Huh? Well, you wouldn't really, some it really wouldn't matter to you. What matters, the crime definitely matters. The perpetrators matter. But you know what else matters? It is the cover up. Okay. But what's being covered up? Because Epstein, I'll just give you one example. I'm going to ask the chat again. This is the benefit of going into the chat. And bear with me. You remember when Epstein first came on the national scene and made headlines? It was early 2000s, wasn't it? It was around 2005 when he got caught in Palm Beach with, you know, doing stuff, right? And then everyone, all the researchers that you can find and the media, and you see Bill Gates on television, you know, that Bill Gates. saying, well, you know, my relationship, and actually testifying in court, my relationship began with Epstein around 2005. Is that true, Chad? When did Epstein and Gates get together based on real life testimony and real life information? Anybody in the chat? What year? I'll give you 3 years on either side. What year did Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein really get together? Anybody? Eric the Tech, people at home, you can play along too. Danny Boy Smith, 2007.
98.
Frog Lady, 1970. and you said 98? Is that what you did?
Yep. 98.
Okay. I'm just kind of waiting for more to come in. 2005 for Hobo Farms. That's what the media says. 80s forever.
Was I wrong?
89, 98. I'll tell you in a second here. Okay. I just wanted to give everyone a chance to screw around. All right. 95. 1995. If you go to the testimony, and you have to dig deep for this, you'll find that Gates hooked up with Epstein in 1995. There you go. It's on the screen. If folks listening to this, you're not going to get the benefit of my chuckles and such, but there you go. All right. So what?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, and Bill Clinton, oh my goodness. Epstein has a very, very important and very storied past. He began his adult life, or his mature adult life. When I say mature, I'm talking about of age, getting into, you know, post-college and such, whatever. That period of time. Working without credentials, without experience, and just without any real knowledge at the Dalton School. Okay. He was not qualified to be a teacher at Dalton School. Now, why did I mention Dalton School? You know who hired Jeffrey Epstein as a teacher, unqualified, uncertified teacher at Dalton School? Who hired? And Eric the Tech, feel free to chime in here. Who do you think hired Jeffrey Epstein in that position? I'm waiting. No? Come on. Come on. You can do it. Okay. I've got so much. Hey, Joe, settle down. I got so many notes here. It's just absolutely incredible. Bill Barr's father, William Barr, you know, Bill Barr, the attorney general under Donald Trump, his father hired Epstein to teach at the Dalton School. Why should we care? Well, what happened under Barr? Nothing. Exactly. All right. Keep that in the back of your mind. Think about all of the influx of illegals into this country by Biden. But I should add this before I go further. Epstein is his operation. It's a sexual blackmail operation. But again, he's not smart enough to do this on his own. In fact, some would say he was stupid and unable to really run anything on his own. So you have to ask yourself, if not him, who is running things? And this is where we get into it. I'm going to be talking about, I mentioned Mickey Cohen. That kind of gives you a starting point in history. You can look his history up with the Cohen crime family, his relationship to many others. Again, I mentioned MK Ultra, but there's also operations like MK Naomi and Midnight Express that come into play here. Exposed by the Church and Pike committees in 1975, but even before that, Nixon said, hey, look, we're not going to mess around with mind control. And then what we saw, and I saw a video. The gentleman associated with Franklin School, Mr. Bryant, a tremendously knowledgeable guy, talking about Epstein and P. Diddy and the overlap and such. But think back to the Epstein, or think back to the Franklin cover up, Boys Town, the wholesale sales of boys really going to the White House, going to the lobbyists in D.C. It's incredible to think about what happened at Boys Town in the mid 80s, and there's a trail of death and destruction behind that. And remember, the people involved in that were Lawrence King and Craig Spence. And there was a savings and loan involved, good for laundering money. There's a reason I'm telling you all of this, because if you take that Franklin scandal and you look at Epstein, it's really the same way. Speaking of that, and as I was digging this, and I know Mr. Bryant had said the same thing or had found the same thing. There were two people involved in the two real kind of the key people involved in the Franklin scandal and the Franklin cover-up. Lawrence E. King and Craig Spence. Now, Lawrence King served 20 years in prison and was kicked out to Northern Virginia released from prison, again, for abusing boys. Horrific stuff. I mean, horrific stuff. Was sentenced to 20 years back. I'm not sure when it was. But nonetheless, he was let go, did his time, and now he's, I guess, working in a car dealership, if he's even still working right now, in Northern Virginia. But the other guy, Craig Spence, And by the way, both of those guys, King and Spence, would take little boys to the White House for midnight tours, as shown in the Washington Times article, which I'm sure you've seen it 100 times. So, Craig Spence supposedly killed himself, committed suicide, dressed up in a tux, and decided to take, I don't know, a bottle of sleeping pills and go to a hotel and just kill himself. Epstein supposedly attired in an orange jumpsuit, supposedly hung himself. And I should say, Cash Patel, what are you doing? You're sitting in Congress and you're saying, when asked by John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, did Epstein kill himself? Well, that's what the official report says, you know. Didn't answer the question. What do we make of that? But so Epstein worked as a teacher, unqualified, hired by Bill Barr, the attorney general under President Trump, to teach at Dalton. He left there, went to Bear Stearns, got into banking. And then he happened upon a guy by the name of Les Wexner. Guys heard of that name? Les Wexner. Now, Wexner, interestingly enough, he met Wexner in the mid-1980s. In 1987, Les Wexner, who was the man behind the Limited, Victoria's Secrets, some of the major retailers. Wexner reportedly gave, well, not reportedly, he did give his power of attorney. There you go. There's a dapper, now dementia, allegedly dementia-ridden old man. And that's Les Wexner. So he reportedly gave his power of attorney to Epstein. Les Wexner. Again, as well as Epstein. It brought in Mike Jeffries, Abercrombie and Fitch, Matthew Smith, James Jacobson, you know, those names, Bronfman, ugh, can't never say that name. And people like that. So the Wexner Foundation, after Epstein got Wexner's power of attorney and there was a foundation formed, Epstein sat on the Wexner Foundation board. And I should add this, Wexner, the foundation and or him personally, was giving a crap ton of money to Israeli prime ministers. Ghislaine Maxwell, the madam in this case, she is reportedly, allegedly, supposedly an intelligence asset. But for who? Looks like maybe Israel, obviously. And you knew that, right? But where can you find this information? That's the problem. We don't have all this information. Pam Bondi hasn't. No, she just, well, I don't know if she does or not, but you know what? You can find these in court documents. There, do you know that? Here's a nexus, and here's why. Here's why Epstein had to go, and here's why P. Diddy has to go. And it goes back to the Mickey Cohen mobster mindset of control and enforcement. Do you know why? Do you know why Epstein had to go? Do you know why that Franklin scandal had to go? Do you know why P. Diddy has to go? There's one reason. The media attention, not on the proper stuff, but on the wrong stuff. Well, on the stuff that matters less than prosecuting the guilty among them. The media attention disallows further blackmail by Epstein, Maxwell. Go back even further. Again, Franklin, the Franklin cover-up, Boys Town, Lawrence King and Craig Spencer. Think about all of the media attention on them. just like in the Franklin cover-up, one dead, one in prison. Now, Epstein, one dead, one in prison. Oh, P. Diddy's a, now P. Diddy's going to be a peach coming up, let me tell you. Epstein served or did his business. Well, Epstein was covered by the actions of four individual presidential administrations or regimes, depending on who you're talking about. And you may not like me saying this, but this is the truth. This is what I found. Sometimes the truth hurts. George W. Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden. That's right. Four. He did his stuff. Don't forget, he is no longer of this world as of August of 2019. I think it was August 2019. Now, I'm going to toss something out. It's going to be almost like a non sequitur. And you're going to say, well, what are you talking about? Why are you mentioning this? I mentioned earlier about the open border, didn't I? First of all, do you realize that 85% of the children who are missing in America are Americans? And you may say, well, the open border, I mean, the border down there. That's true. They serve a different purpose. But some serve the same purpose. When you look at the numbers, especially with the open borders, especially with everything that the Biden regime pushed, And let's not forget Mayorkas, and let's not forget all of the NGOs that had their mitts and everything, because there are plenty of NGOs that benefited by Gates. Epstein and Gates and others. There are plenty of NGOs that helped propel the political class. Other NGOs served as perhaps the laundering mechanism in some cases for different things like the movement of guns and drugs and all of that. But aside from that, here's a statistic, and I verified this. I heard it, and I said, "No, wait a second. This can't be right." When you take a look at the macro aspect of things, according to the information I have, some is based on HHS/CDC, others is based on FBI numbers, but roughly 25% of underage girls and at least 5% of underage boys, I'm talking about under the age of majority, have been sexually assaulted, molested. Molested is a better term in America. You want me to do the math for you? That's about 50 million. Again, you're jumping all around. Well, just pay attention, please, I ask. So, that by the way, that's as of 2023. Okay, so you would think 50 million molested. I dare say it's more, especially in the male figure. It's more than 5%. But let's go with 5%. And let's say it's 50 million. How in the frick does this happen? 50 million. 50 million. But wait, it gets better. Do you realize that in 2023 that only 523 people were convicted of child sex trafficking in 2023. Only 523 individuals were convicted of child sex trafficking in 2023. You think about that. Think about every attorney general, especially on the interstate aspects, and even the severity of the crime. But think about that. Oh, they're going after grandmas. They went after grandmas. They went after non-mask wearers. They went after science deniers, election deniers, DEI haters and anti-abortion, anti-infanticide people. Everybody went after them. And they could only come up with 523 friggin' convictions for an industry that we're talking about 50 million victims. Something is terribly wrong here, isn't it? Let that sink in for a second. And I mean that. I'm not trying to buy time. Let that sink in for a second. What the hell? And when you're looking at child porn, the trafficking in child porn, the trading in child pornography, whether it's from the worst of the worst of the worst to the most mild of the worst. Only 1,408 people were convicted. Same year. Again, you might say, "What? Okay, what's that have to do with Epstein and Diddy and all that?" They're not the ones that started this. They're not the ones. They're dumb as a box of flipping rocks. It's not them. Oh, it's them. They're the cutouts. They're the people to say, "Look, look. Hang that bastard. Kill that bastard." Remember Bill Cosby? It's kind of like the Cosby effect. I'm just saying. But there's something else going on. When Bill Clinton was in the White House, did you know that Epstein was tasked with bringing him young girls? I'm not talking about school. I'm not talking about little girl. I'm talking about just of age. In fact, he did it 26 times, according to the logs, if you look at the logs during the Clinton debacle. In fact, let's stay with Clinton for a second and Epstein. Did you know that there's over 30 hours of phone sex that was intercepted of William Jefferson Clinton? You know where it ended up? Chad, I'll give you a... Where do you think that blackmail material of William Jefferson Clinton ended up? Where do you think? Chat, where do you think? Give me something. Anybody. What do you think? Eric the Tech guy, I can't see. Apparently, And I say, well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Monica was, hey, follow that logic. Okay, I'll just tell you. It ended up with Israeli intelligence. Remember Jonathan Pollard, who stole secrets from America, sold to Israel. The secrets happened to make their way to communist China. Do you know, having that blackmail against Bill Clinton, you would think that Epstein and Israeli intelligence would get what they want, right? Well, the Israel wanted Jonathan Pollard, the spy, released. And there was some negotiating, backroom negotiating, I can't do that. So remember Lewinsky. Lewinsky was a shot across the bow of Clinton to warn him, hey, we got your ass. You are compromised beyond belief. We have you nailed to the friggin' wall. And let the impeachment begin. That's Lewinsky. Let the impeachment begin. So I remember that. Then release Pollard, Lewinsky. Yep. It just happened. You know, she was just an intern. Anyways, it just happened. No. That was an Israeli intelligence operation, along with the CIA operation. Do you remember what happened during Clinton's impeachment? What happened? That's right. He started lobbing bombs at Iraq, which was the other thing that Israel wanted. All right, so that's Clinton. Compromised by our own intelligence agency, as well as Israel Mossad. Not doing what they want to do. So Monica Lewinsky comes in and just happens to keep the blue dress with the spooge on it, you know, the DNA on it. Of course, who wouldn't do that? Who wouldn't do that? Yeah, it's just... You think all this stuff happens by accident? Epstein is really, as well, as we have found out recently, a collector of trophies. You know how serial killers and, you know, many will take trophies. Epstein was a big trophy taker. And his trophies were in the form of Polaroid photographs or compromising video, compromising audio. Think back to Hoover, the cross dress. Now look, Hoover, boy, that's a study in something, isn't it? Because Hoover was really anyway. Clinton, Epstein, and Epstein being a trophy collector, like I said, which is why the all of the hard drives, all of the CDs, all of the audio tapes and SD cards and everything, many of these CDs and DVDs or whatever you want to call them, were labeled with very provocative titles, but they're all in safes. And don't forget, you hear about Little St. James, right? The island, the Epstein Island, that's one place. out of four. No, no, Doug, you mean three. No, four. Well, wait a second. So you have Epstein Island. You've got the New York penthouse. And you got the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. Three.
Three.
All right. Where's the other place? Oh, sure. There are places in France and stuff like that, but not necessarily his, right? He also owned a place in Ohio. Just saying. Okay. Again, hold that thought. So you have now a turnkey operation operated by a guy who wouldn't crack Mensa if he had help, running this massive intelligence sweetheart honey trap operation. Really? By himself. Doesn't pass a smell test. He was too stupid to teach it at Dalton. He was really too ignorant to do anything except be like a desk garden gnome at a desk at Bear Stearns. And then he kind of disappears and goes off on his own. But yet you have, during that same period of time, you had Bill Gates, who says, well, I didn't mean to, or let's see. Wait a second. Let me see if I can do this. And Bill Gates, remember that video? Anyway, yeah, Bill, look, am I making fun of him? You're damn right I am. Why? Because I can. And you can make fun of me. Feel free. Because he's, in my view, he's a friggin' pervert and a sociopath and a murderer, mass murderer. They were together in the mid-90s. But Gates did something very interesting. Well, Epstein did something interesting. Gates just kind of, well, he was okay too, I guess. See, Epstein, there are donations from Epstein to places, I don't know, to wherever he wanted the money to go, or in some cases, the money come back was done via Bill Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, allegedly. Just saying. So you also had this. You had the creation recently of the Epstein. Now, I want to get this right because I don't want to. If I get this wrong, I could probably get my backside sued for a big amount. You had the Epstein, you had a victim fund established for Epstein victims. Hang on. I'll get the name right because there's something else. There's a similar website that if I mess up, I could be, dragged into court. Okay, so here we go. Epstein Victims Compensation Fund. Now, this was established not too long ago. Now, again, this is all going to make sense. Just kind of hang with me and follow my beautiful mind. you had the Epstein Victims Compensation Fund. Now, that was started by Jordana Feldman and David Boies. David Boies and Jordana Feldman. And what's interesting is subsequent to the, because why'd they start this? Well, we want to help the victims of this terrible man, Epstein. OK, So they started the Epstein Victims Compensation Fund. So far, the 225 females, women, applied for settlements, and 150 were awarded. 8 declined any settlements or were declined. But here's the thing, you know, the thing. So what? So what? They must have their heart in the right place. You see, this is why I hate to settle lawsuits. I friggin' hate it. Because there's so much I want to say. Or make them go away without, you know, you having to sell your dog, your house, your truck, your guitar. With each one of those settlements came just a little bit of a snag. Got to sign an NDA. You can't tell anybody anything about anything. You can't even breathe it. You can't. In fact, don't even think it. You might think, well, that's pretty normal, right? Now I'm going to take you into some abnormal places. To kind of frame up everything I've just said. Think about it this way. You've got an intelligence operation by the U.S. intelligence community, by the CIA specifically, and subsets of the CIA, actually the dark, dank, mildewy, slimy, scummy corners of the intelligence community, along with Israeli intelligence, Mossad, if you want. It's intel operation being covered up by another intel operation. Let me tell you, it's the same with P. Diddy. It's the same. It's been the same ever since. Again, the Cohen blackmails back in the 30s and 40s and. If you look at what the FBI took from his island and the other places where he did his deeds, and again, others, including but not limited to Prince Andrew, did their deeds, you'll find that the FBI drilled a safe, got the CDs and DVDs and a logbook and recording equipment and BDSM equipment, you know, whips and handcuffs and other things of perversity, if you want. So I guess something like that. And then you had to get massage tables that weren't in the safe, obviously, but were left out everywhere. But hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. And that's what Pam Bondi is sitting on. That's what the FBI was hiding. And it was not just, in fact, the names are secondary. It's the videos. It's the photographs. Because they will identify the people. We know Prince Andrew. But then again, all we have to do is look at the court filings. In fact, Eric the Tech, now might be a good time. It's safe. I read through these. In fact, I realized I had I was looking for the older one, and it was on a hard drive. I went through the entire thing. It's like 328 pages. But so, yeah, Eric the Tech, if you don't mind putting this on screen, page PDF 3, Virginia and Guffrey versus Ghislaine Maxwell. This you're probably going to need the whole screen for this. Why don't you take a look at this, folks? I'm going to open it up at the same time. And I'll explain more about this. So this is a PDF. And Eric the Tech, let me know when you can get page 3. There we go. Okay. Now, I know this is really a pain in the butt. No, this isn't from 20. Or this is. Excuse me. That one snuck up on me. There we go. This is from 2014, from prior litigation, which was released and unredacted by the judges. Anyway. Go to page, PDF page number 313, if you don't mind. Exhibit 5, to be exact. Yeah, and look at all those pages. 328. So just I waited it. Exhibit 5, page 313. Now, this is the testimony or the information of a witness, Ransom. And you're perfect on that. You were perfect on that. But whatever, it's okay. If you read this document, look at the page 313 on this. You can read the account of this particular victim/witness. Now, I'm not going to read it all for you. I'll just say this. I'll just read it a little bit. After 2 hours of... Now, this is where I'm starting here. This is the statement or the... this is the statement of... this is a testimony of one of the victim witnesses. And you can see who this is if you want to... I'll put the link at dagmanbi.com. You can download this. But here's something. And these are peppered all throughout this document. But here's something. She also had to have intercourse with Clinton in Epstein's New York mansion just off Fifth Avenue. On numerous occasions, it's the New York mansion we spoke about yesterday. I too was forced by Epstein to visit regularly, and if I didn't turn up, he would personally come and find me wherever I was hiding. It still bewilders me how Epstein always seemed to know where I was if I didn't turn up at his New York residence. Now, hold on a second, okay? Just stop right there. So we have a name, Clinton. Oh, gee, what a surprise. What about, I want you to keep in mind what she said. How the hell did they find me? How did he find me? Now she continues. When my friend had sexual intercourse with Clinton, Prince Andrew and Richard Branson, sex tapes were in fact filmed on each other. Do you want names? I'm giving you names. They're in the documents. We don't need a list. We got a list. We got the testimony. We don't need a list. We need friggin' justice. Hey, Pam, can you read? Because, you know, when this was done, and this is important, when this was done, when this testimony was taken in Palm Beach County, Alexander Acosta was a U.S. attorney for the District of South Florida. There's a list of 36 victims he's got based on the grand juries and the testimony of victim witnesses. Now, think about this. Here we are, 2014. And you can go, what, pick a year between 2005 and 20, whatever, 2015. Alexander Acosta, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. Was told to stand down. Do not follow through on prosecutions. And you can read this. I'm not going to read through this page, but 313, it shows Clinton, it shows Epstein, Branson, Prince Andrew. Again, any surprises? I don't think so. Let's see here. There's more. There's more. You can go through this. I went through it today. It's like, shit. Oh, Hillary Clinton. And this is where it gets good, too. It gets, maybe you don't know about this, but key. A couple of months later, she was then approached by special agents, forces men. This is on that page 313. Sent directly by Hillary Clinton herself. Now, you have to understand, all of this is under oath. And you can read the gory, grimy, slimy, steamy, yucky, ew details yourself if you want. I'm not going to read 328 pages, but so special agents forces men sent directly by Hillary Clinton herself in order to protect her presidential campaign in 2008. So yeah, go back further than, I mean, go back to the early 2000s. They heavily intimidated her, roughed her up. Luckily, she took photos for evidence or as evidence, and then forced to sign a confidentiality agreement, which ensures that she can never come forward publicly implicating her husband. Again, you'll have to, for the context, read Exhibit 5. She was then given a substantial payout directly from the Clinton Foundation to keep her quiet. She is 1,000% certain that the FBI did a cover-up and that the individual names of Hillary's special agent officers involved in intimidating her. She was then forced against her will to sign an NDA, basically, and so on. And it goes and it goes and it goes, and it's indicting the Clintons. And don't forget, shortly thereafter, you have Huma Abedin. You've got Wiener, you know, Abedin's former whatever husband, if you want to call him that. And you've got, at the time, then later you had the whole Haiti thing, Pizzagate. Oh, that's just BS. This is sworn testimony. This is stuff, you lie, you go to jail for this. You know, no. And believe me, there's some rough stuff in there in terms of, you know. So, who told the prosecutor, the U.S. Attorney for the District of South Florida, after all of this comes out, and he's got a list of 36 victims as young as single digits, to stand down? There's only two people on in this country that have the authority to tell an attorney general to stand down. Two. The President of the United States and the Attorney General of the United States. Who was that at the time? William Barr. Well, at the time, I'm sorry, depending on which time you're looking at, but William Barr covered this up. He's dirty. He covered up Epstein. He covered up two grand juries. And by the way, he was also involved in covering up the grand jury in Nebraska for Boys Town. He covered up the D.C. grand jury for Epstein. And again, don't forget, his father, Donald Barr, hired Epstein to teach at Dalton School when he was unqualified. So, okay, you wonder why there are no arrests. And you see, it cost a there were a congressional task force, which is why. Because I got an email last week saying, why didn't you work with a task force, a congressional task force? I'll never work with a congressional task force. Sorry, ain't going to happen. Because when have you ever seen arrests resulted from a congressional task force? When? Anybody? Church committee? Pike committee? Look at the admissions there. Not one arrest. What do you think about P. Diddy now? Let's just, again, keep all of this in mind. Oh, no, let's go back. Go back. I'm going to show you this. It's pretty bad, right? That you're telling me that Hillary Clinton sent a goon squad out against some of the victims because, you know, of her presidential campaign. Go to website for Eric the Tech, if you don't mind. Who comes up, or who comes up in the investigation as the strong arm for the rich and for the powerful? Have you wondered that? Who are these goons? Have you ever heard of Black Cube? There's the website. Folks, I'm interested in the chat. Can you humor me here? Black Cube. Has anyone ever heard of that before? Just say yes or no. And I'll wait for you. And we're going to keep that up there. Gotta tell you, man, I got a runny nose. Black Cube, Men in Black. Okay, only in the Muslim world. Good point. Guess where the headquarters for Black Cube is out of? I'll give you one more shot with the one more shot here. Or is it say it on the... I can't read that. Tel Aviv. Twilight Shadow, you got it right. Tel Aviv. They also have places in D.C. and Paris and crap like that. Okay. That's who I would add. And keep that up there just for a second, because somebody's going to scroll by and say, what the hell's that? These are for hire mercenaries. And I'm going to tell you something. You want somebody taken out? Black Cube. You want somebody, to enforce an NDA? That's where you go. Do you want, I don't know. What if you have a really bad problem with the Supreme Court justice? Or what if you have a really bad problem with the director of the CIA, like William Colby? You remember William Colby, don't you? Because he comes into this. He runs into this, or this runs into him. Remember William Colby? William Colby was a CIA, and you can keep that Black Cube up there because I want might as well poke the bear, right? William Colby was a CIA director before it was a CIA, when it was OSS. And he was the guy that, I think it was April 27th of 1970. I'm looking at my notes here. April 27th, 1996. He decided to leave his table, his dinner table, go out and take a canoe ride. Remember that? And they found his body on May 7th or May 6th. They found the canoe, but they didn't find his body until May 6th. And curiously, I guess he didn't have any shoes on. And but don't worry about it, because the medical examiner says, his body's been floating for a while in the water for a while. It's really, it was an accident. He was prone to fall out of canoes. Look, the guy was old. I get that. The circumstances surrounding what happened to him. Well, it's a little odd. Okay, now, let me go further here. The people are asking for the book that Epstein had. There's a guy by the name of Alfredo Rodriguez. He was a house manager for Epstein. He made copies of the Black Book, and what he did of Epstein's Black Book. And again, being in the Black Book doesn't mean you're or anything bad. So, Rodriguez contacts the attorneys for some of the victims, tries to sell the names on the Black Book, and ultimately, it ends up with the it ends up ultimately in the media, or with the media, some people in the media. So, I'm just saying, if you're looking for the names in the Black Book, they're out there. And one of the things Rodriguez did say was, there's a whole bunch of names in that Black Book. It's the ones that have circles around them that were, doing the nasty. My question is, wait a second. Who put the circles on the names? Because Donald Trump is in there with a circle around his name. Oh, you'll find it. You'll find it. But just saying. Okay. Now, let's go a little bit further, because, again, you got Pam Bondi, you've got Kash Patel, you got Bongino. I'm absolutely convinced a lot of this information is going to come out. But the problem with this is, as I said, once you are, if I'm blackmailing you and I'm compromised, I really can't finish. I become a liability to my handlers. Y'all understand that, right? You become a liability because no one's going to come to your penthouse or your island or on your jet knowing that, wow, he was videotaping everything or taking video of everything. So what use are you at that point to your handlers? Remember, Epstein is not, he's a dumb shit. He's like right here. You got people up here that are doing the handling. So what's one to do? Know anybody? I don't know. I'm just asking. Know anybody that could, take care of this? Take the gun. Leave the cannoli. I don't know. So what we have when you have an intel operation covered up by another intel operation. Now think of the media. Think about how much Donald Trump hates the media. And the establishment media, and I do too. Think about it this way. The cover story for Epstein, if you've noticed the media talking about Epstein, it never mentions pedophilia. It never mentions 8, 9, 10-year-old girls. It's always, you know, it was hard to tell if they were under or of age. That's a cover story. That no child under 16. No, it's just a cover story. And then you got this overlap between the perpetrators or the compromise and the perpetrators of the rape and sexual molestation of underage girls by in the company of Epstein. So you've got the perpetrators being lobbyists, being politicians, being members of Congress, you know, House or Senate. You've got members of the cabinets, members of the just everybody with. It's just really like friggin' Sodom and Gomorrah there, right? Then you've got Hollywood on the other side of the country. Same thing is happening there. And you've got the usual suspects. And in the book, in the flight logs and all of that, you see the people from Hollywood to D.C. They're all listed publicly. All right. What's driving all of this? And folks, do read Virginia Guffrey versus Ghislaine Maxwell. The filings are 328 pages. Let's go to page 6. And we're going to recap this and kind of tie this to P. Diddy and then go home. Okay. Let's go to page 6. And again, I would ask Eric the Tech for you to put the entire thing on screen because, you know, my eyes, right? What happened? What really happened at Jeffrey Epstein's Island? This is from the UK Independent. And this is, let's see here. It's been out for a while. So, I mean, it's nothing new. If you scroll down there. The guests on Epstein Island came from across the world. And this will name some names, too. From the highest ranks of society, celebrities and scientists and members of the royal families touching down on a private jet and so on, making it sound nice. But that sentence right there is important because although Epstein was after the power and gained power by compromising, blackmailing people like members of Congress and presidents and secretaries of state and so on. Guess what else he was after? The tech sector. And guess what else he was after in addition to that? You ready for this? I don't know whether you're going to believe me on this or not. There are articles out there, and you just leave that there, but there are articles out there where he invited scientists and other people for cloning purposes, egg harvesting from young women on the island. So, not just politicians or, you know, people in power, but tech giants, tech moguls. Don't forget that Sir Guy, whatever, from Google or whatever, was down there with him. So the island is 75 acres, right? It's in the U.S. Virgin Island territory. A criminal complaint from the Attorney General of the U.S. Virgin Islands, described it as the perfect hideaway, even for haven for trafficking young women, underage girls, for sexual servitude and so on. Folks, read this article. I'm not going to read it for you. And they write that Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years plus $750,000 fine on June 28th, 2022. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell, her father is Robert Maxwell. I didn't cover this because I figured you guys knew this. He was MI6, right? In British, MI6 or MI5. My apology if I got that one wrong, but he was British intelligence. And this, you can scroll down in this article and you can see where this article shows, like, you know, what's it like. And it shows you there's a map down there and when it was purchased and who was, you know, the whole shebang. It's an okay article. And you can see kind of the, you can see one of the, what is that? A tweet or an X post. What's up with this weird temple thing on Jeffrey Epstein's private island? Okay, now we're looking at some things. And you're looking at some, again, some things that match up with things in the past. That's right. Hang on a second. I gotta sneeze again. Okay. No. I'm allergic to myself here. Okay, so if you scroll down, you can see. I lost it. You can see the odd designs, almost rune-like, okay, designs. It's awful weird. And right below that picture, there's this paragraph or there's a section. Who did Epstein host on his island? ? Of course, there are always guests. There were always guests. Among the famous names, theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. Now, what do you think Hawking was doing down there? I'm just asking. Because there were other medical professionals, doctors, and theoretical geneticists and stuff going down to that island as well. Nobel laureate Lawrence Krauss, comedian Chris Tucker, Victoria's Secret magnate Les Wexner. Wexner, of course. Buddies since the beginning. Wexner was the one that really, really gave him the money. So I guess we have to look at Wexner too, right? And then, of course, from Hollywood or wherever, Naomi Campbell, the model. And then you got the British people, Lord Peter Mandelson, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton. Now they got the obligatory Donald Trump for flying on the plane from West Palm to New York because he could. You just have to. I mean, take it for what it's worth, okay? But then you have David Copperfield, who's an entertainer, and supermodel Claudia Schiffer. So, you know, you can keep, and there's another picture there. There's Hawking there in the wheelchair, and others joined by others. And don't forget the submarine stuff with Ghislaine Maxwell and the helicopter stuff and the things like that. So you see that underneath about, oh, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five paragraphs underneath that. Eric, can you read that? No, I'm kidding. Okay. Doug, can you read that?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Is that right? Let's see here. Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton were among the more than 100 people named. Did you catch that? More than 100 people named in legal documents. They were unsealed in January of 2024. I don't know what everyone's getting so hot and bothered about. Maybe I should go stand in the South Lawn near the Rose Garden in front of the West Wing and say, hey, look, I got the names. So what the hell, what's being hidden here? If the names, what's going on? Don't people read anymore? I guess not. In fact, you can keep that up too. I like that. But just for a second, until I wipe my nose, okay? But here's the thing. You know, the thing. Why are people clamoring for the names when they're out there? Why are people hiding the information if really we know what happened? We're just going to prove it. Because, again, think about this. I'm going to take you back in time just briefly. Anyone know the name? Stanley Ponger. No? Let me do something there real quick. Chat, anyone? Does that name ring a bell? John Stanley. Or I'm sorry, Stan Ponger. He's a senior neurologist and geneticist specializing in neurogenetics. Why is that? Why should I care about that? Well, hang on just a second here. Let me look. You see, if you're using like a normal search engine, you're not going to find much except the fact that he's a neurogeneticist. But now there is. I probably shouldn't have done it in this order, but I apologize. There's a John Stanley Pottinger, not the same guy, not the same guy, who in the 1970s was an assistant U.S. Attorney General, and he happened to be in charge of investigating things like Kent State. Remember that? Ford dead in Ohio. He didn't investigate it. He covered it up. There was actually, and I don't know how many people know this, there was actually a video, or I'm sorry, an audio, that the U.S. Department of Justice at that time, with Pottinger covering that part, he had the tape of guards being ordered to shoot. And if you don't believe me, that was released, I think, in 2005. You can find it. I'm not going to do it right now. I had it up before, but that's where that was.
And the same guy just happened to cover up Iran-Contra. Just saying. Just saying. And he happened to be the U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division. So, again, yeah, all over the place, right? Doug, you can't even keep a thought straight. Yeah, just hold on. He goes way back. Did you know during the 60s, in his capacity as an asset during the 60s, that, during the 70s, he covered up all the stuff that the CIA did in the 60s to Martin Luther King, you know, sending him a letter, William Sullivan, sending the director of the CIA, sending Martin Luther King a letter, telling Martin Luther King to off himself, essentially. The church hearings, along with a Pike committee. Do you know that produced 200? And I had to double check this. Those hearings produced 20,000 pages of documents. 20,000. That's still a lot, not 200, but 20,000. Do you know that not a single person, despite the admissions of criminality under oath to a Senate committee and a House committee, not a single person was indicted under the Attorney General at that time or the Assistant DA tasked to oversee those hearings? So why did I bring this up? Let me show you one more thing. I want to show you what's been in play. The people that really birthed what's going on today were the creators, and also the creators, most of them have passed on, but the facilitators, or for example, when the church committee assembled and they said, okay, you guys can't do this bad stuff no more. That was back in 75. Do you think they stopped? They didn't stop. They continued. But what did they continue precisely, and what does it matter? Well, let's go to page one real quick here, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Page one. This is Operation Midnight Climax. What the hell is that, you might say? Think about everything I'm about to tell you now, but what's going on today. Operation Midnight Climax was an operation known only to Richard Helms and Sidney Gottlieb, their technical support division. It was a free-willing illicit criminal operation headed by George Hunter White, an Army captain, OSS officer, veteran agent of the FBN, which is the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, to keep psychoactive drugs out of circulation. White worked with the FBN agent to keep psychoactive drugs out of circulation. And when night fell, he and his minions dispensed the very same flipping drugs to strangers where in San Francisco. Why? To see what they would do. They also created safe houses. They also created brothels. The CIA did. The prostitutes, by the way, in addition to all the drugs you want, they received $100 a night. They were guaranteed. Now, this is 60s money. This began in 1953, to be precise, and ended in 1964, but it really didn't end.
it just got a little, it was tweaked. It tweaked and tweaked and tweaked until, you know, the prostitutes received $100 a night. That ain't bad. 1953-64 money. Well, I wouldn't do it, but, and I know you wouldn't, but you get the idea, okay, relative to what it is today. The walls of the CIA bordellos were really decorated with photos of women in bondage and other suggestive sexual images. White had restricted the use of surveillance technology. White had unrestricted use of surveillance technology. LSD and other mind-altering substances were slipped into the John's liquor by hookers, and their sexual encounters were monitored, recorded from behind two-way mirrors. Now, doesn't that sound like an awful lot like Epstein? I'm just asking. I don't know. Do you think that maybe this could be an intel operation? Hell yeah, it's an intel operation. Do you think that maybe, like the assistant attorney general before, you know, the one that covered up Kent State, the one that covered, that didn't do anything for the committee here. Do you think maybe we're seeing something similar? Just asking. I don't know. Oh, and they had doctors. You know what this, I mean, look, you know what MK Ultra was, right? But this was a special part of MK Ultra. That's right. Midnight Climax is one name. Operation Midnight Climax. It's the CIA's adventures in the sex and hookers and LSD. Yeah. Okay. By the way, on non-consenting Americans. I'm just asking. So video would be made at that time behind two-way mirrors. People would be blackmailed. Members of the music and movie community in Hollywood, in Southern California, I'm sorry, not Southern California, but from Southern California going up to San Francisco. Remember the Manson murders? You remember that? Charlie Manson was a constant presence. Just saying. And then this I found very interesting. In the mix of documents that when you go down that rabbit hole, you're going to find something else. It's called MK Naomi. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, what's this now? And who the hell's Naomi? And why should I really care? Remember how I said Bill Gates was friends with Epstein since the mid-1990s? When everyone else, when the media said, no, it was 05, 06, 07. And we were led to believe it was that late. It's just Bill Gates. His name keeps popping up everywhere. How many people have heard of MK or Operation or MK Naomi? I guess we'll just call it MK Naomi. This is page 2 in the show notes. MK Naomi was a joint project of the CIA and Special Operations Division, SOD. And that's a very important acronym to remember, out of Fort Detrick. There were doctors that gathered. There were bacteriologists that gathered at Fort Detrick. Their mission? Our mission was pretty simple and to the point. To provide the CIA, you ready for this? To provide the CIA with every means possible to maim or kill targeted groups or individuals through the use of toxic and lethal biochemical agents. We worked hard at it, and it delivered. These sources
It's just hard to, it's hard to even comprehend. The key objectives, how to knock off people. Knock off key guys. Make death look like it was from natural causes. Create a method to produce cancer. To make it appear as a heart attack, someone's death. Although this is not part of that, this reminded me of something. Milley, General Milley, that punk, didn't he just approve the use of unorthodox weapons? Or I'm sorry, didn't it just come out that he approved the use of unorthodox weapons in, I believe it was in D.C., the directed energy weapons, heat and sound against protesters? Just asking. But does that have anything to do with this? Probably not. But I just thought it was interesting. But when you throw Gates into the mix and you throw programs like this, well-honed programs like this, Naomi being the CIA's secret biological and chemical warfare program, I think it would happen in 2019. Man, I tell you what, I don't know. You can read all about it. I do have a link, I believe, in there for all of this. You know, it goes into some of the some of the effects. And of course, they said it's all over. Put voices in your head. Again, it's just, it's amazing what this goes through. Okay. So to wrap this up and to kind of tell you where I'm headed with all of this. The more I look at this, the more I realize that, you know what? We're not going to, I don't believe we are going to see any meaningful prosecutions from Epstein and from Diddy. Remember, Diddy Diddy would be like the Hollywood entertainment part or standalone, just like Epstein was. Diddy was, I'm convinced, an asset, operational asset for the FBI, CIA, Mossad, or all of them. And Epstein, same thing. So you've got different intelligence operations taking place, acting as honey traps. Basically, one as bad as the other. Although, you know, Diddy's pretty bad. Got to tell you. And no one to date has been really punished or not. I mean, Maxwell's in prison, but again, you had, but what about the other people? What about the people in the financial industry? What about the people in Congress? What about the untouchables? When are we going to touch them? We're not. We can't. If you want to know who most of them are, or a lot of them are, the ones you would recognize. Now, I'm not talking about the people embedded within the SES, the Senior Executive Service. I'm not talking about the people embedded in big tech that you may not know. You know, half of Microsoft's whatever management. You wouldn't know them to see them on the street. I'm talking about people with the power. You can't. We've seen it. We've seen it before. When Jeffrey Epstein was investigated in South Florida, what happened? Just real quick, remember that? He was caught red-handed the criminal activity he was involved with was undeniable. And again, under Acosta, in that case, what did he get? He got weekends in jail for an offense that would probably put him 20 to 30 years in prison, or offenses that would put 20 to 30 years in prison. But raping minors. And he was let go, essentially. Yeah, he had a couple of weekends in a camp down there. When he decided to show up, all of this under the noses of the law enforcement community as well as the U.S. justice system. And where's Maxwell at now? She's really basically in a fun camp, you know, making s'mores at night and stuff. So, again, you're going to see stuff come out against Diddy. You're going to see some stuff come out against about Epstein. But to be perfectly clear, there's not going to be much action. So are you okay with just having the names and you have the names? You okay with just saying, yeah, those people were there? I mean, you can go on the internet. Oh, and that's the other thing too. One last thing. You know the Diddy thing, the Diddy naughties. I mean, the stuff that Diddy has done. You remember that talk when Harris was running and she's going to beat President Trump. She's going to beat him. And all of the big name Hollywood names showed up, whether it be Ellen or whoever. Every single flip in one of those people were connected to that man on the left. Did he? Every single one. How does that happen? Is that by accident? Not at all. So what does that tell you about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris was part of it. Do I know that for a fact? No. But, hey, I don't have to know that it's going to hurt like hell if I stick my hand down the garbage disposal when I turn it on. Just saying. So I don't know if this made any sense to you. But, you know, the people are saying, well, who's behind all of this? Well, I just told you. Well, who's really pulling the strings? Look beyond Epstein. Look at the Bronfens. Look at the Virgin Airline guy. Look at the Wexners. Who's covering it up? Look at Bill Barr for one. Bill Barr is a dirty son of a bitch, in my opinion. Look at those people. You want justice? You get a better chance of getting an ice cream cone on the moon tomorrow. It ain't happening. You know, Richard Helms. I mean, this is why I do talk about Watergate and the Kennedy assassination to all the way up to Watergate, what Watergate was about to, everything we're talking about today. Because there's just this long list of the same lineage of people or the same positions of power covering up the very similar crimes from murder, assassination, attempts even. Gee, there's a head scratcher. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Some of the same people who blew the head off of John Kennedy as president. Think they could be responsible for some attempts of the current president's life? I'm just asking.
Look, I know, and you know too. The other thing too. What'd they do to Epstein's place down in Florida? Oh, that's right. They bulldozed it. That's right. What'd they do to Epstein Island after they took everything out? They kind of paved over a bunch of stuff. Especially there, because, you know, the DNA stuff, the genetic, you know, the, you know, one. And the same with New Mexico, when they finally got there. And the same with Paris, when they finally got there, the stuff that happened there. So, I mean, look, here's the bottom line. This is about... If you want to go into the weeds now, just very quickly to close this out, if you want to go into the weeds, these are people who not only traffic, but these are people who have designs on making the first of all, never dying. So therefore, they have to rely upon the blood of the trafficked children. I didn't get too far much into that, but that's just the thing. And these are people who have used the refinements of programs like MKUltra, Naomi, as well as Midnight Climax. Things you probably never heard of. And then if you get out of line, these are the people that will use, oh, I don't know, intelligence and security companies, maybe Israeli-based, and to make sure you don't get out of line. Or if you do, I don't know, what could happen? Again, leave the gun, take the cannoli. So we are at the highest level of intelligence in the U.S., in Israel, overseeing the operation, but even higher than that are equally high, but higher in terms of having the funding. You're looking at some pretty impressive billionaires that are involved in this. Leading the college dropout, non-Mensa candidate Epstein, unqualified to teach a class in college, but yet does until he can't anymore, and working at Bear Stearns when he doesn't know a friggin' thing about anything, and then becoming a gazillionaire, maybe he was working in his garage. Maybe he's just industrious. Maybe he had a paper route. I don't know. All of this connects to, I would say, the most demonic, the most satanic, the most critically, it would be hard for me to even describe the amount of absolute evil there is here. It's not Epstein necessarily. It's not only.